Hello, ladies. I am so excited to be with you. We have an extraordinary speaker today, and I just love that we just get together and get to learn and grow as a community. We're going to start this interview, but I want to begin with centering, as we always do, because I just think it's so important for us to become present in the room, to just stand in the awareness that right here is the only moment that we have. And so I'm going to invite you to just get still, to just breathe in, to breathe in love, and exhale gratitude, to breathe in light, and exhale love, to breathe in gratitude, and exhale light. And so we stand in the awareness that this breath is seeding a field of consciousness and conscious awareness that we are supported, that we are held, that we have so much to be grateful for. And so I'm standing in the awareness that this moment in time is blessed, that each and every one of us gets exactly what we need, the way that we need it, in a way that we can see, hear, and understand. It's tangible, in fact. I know that our guest speaker is supported and inspired and inspiring and takes us to new levels of understanding how to become clear and have a journey that is expansive and powerful. And so I know this time is blessed and a blessing, and I just give thanks for it and I trust it. And I just release this word and allow it to be, and I say, and so it is. So I want to introduce to you Kathy Hawk. I'm an extraordinary fan of hers and her brilliance. She's a founding director of Clarity International. She's an expert in energy, human energy. Since 1994, she's coached thousands of thought leaders and entrepreneurs to turn human energy into peak experience and peak performance. She will present the Get Clarity operating system to integrate your mind, your body, and your spirit, and provide you innovative thought remedies to sustain positive, effective thinking in all areas of life. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Cynthia. I'm excited to interact with you and have all of your wonderful women listening in.
Yeah, me too. And I'm really excited to share this with them because I've gone through this process with you, and it was extraordinary for me. So first of all, can you just let the ladies know, how did you get into this work, into this line of work?
I had a 28-year career in periodontal dental hygiene, and it was wonderful. I mean, it was great and a good, great career, but I got bored. And I kept saying that I felt my life was on call waiting. So I began to search for new things that lit me up, a new purpose and what I was passionate about. And so I undertook at that point a two-year sabbatical to study energy. Now, you've got to remember, this was a lot of years ago. So in the beginning, it was hard to find great mentors, but I did. And through their mentorship and learning Eastern energy systems, as well as a lot to do with muscles and kinesiology and coaching. That's how I jumped into it, and I realized in the middle that I loved it, and that it was my calling. I had found what I was called to do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And so out of all of this work and this, I love, taking your life off a call waiting. I just love that. So how did the Get Clarity operating system begin, and what is it?
Well, the Get Clarity operating system, I'll tell you first what it is, and then I'll tell you how it developed itself, because as all people answering a call, it isn't just in one big piece. You know, you get it in these wonderful clues along the way. So the Get Clarity operating system is a three-part system with a toolkit that integrates your mind, body, and spirit. And the body part is about getting very clear about what lights you up and what drains your energy. And the reason that I say that's the body part of it is when your thoughts connect positively, then what happens is your body responds instantly with a physiological response of serotonin and oxytocin and other chemicals that make you light up. So that's part one, is the body. Part two is how to manage your mind, to be consciously aware of thoughts and shift them to more effective, positive thoughts. And that is probably the best holding and advancing, expanding technique that I know, is how to follow positive thinking and break the negative habits of thought. And then the third part is of the spirit, is your soul's journey. And that is a guide for traveling the human experience with vitality and purpose and joy and flow. And so to flow, we have a wonderful tool that is a river in a picture, actually. So it's drawn out. And then so that's the three-part system, mind, body, spirit. Lights on, how to hold it with positive thought, and how to journey forward with flow. Now, the way that I got started was after I graduated from a coaching program and started working with people, I realized that I could see them light up. And I thought to myself, well, I didn't even know I had that, you know, gift. So I thought, well, that's not going to do them too much good if I can see it, but they can't. So I developed a technique to film clients before the interview and after the interview so they could see what I was seeing. So then they owned their own lights on, and then that's how I developed the coaching after that. So the first step was helping people see lights on.
Well, and that is so powerful, because I remember having you photograph me in your office and literally seeing a part of my face that looked like one age and another part of my face that looked like another age, because it was depleted and exhausted. And that was a revelatory moment for me.
Yes, you know, it is, Cynthia, because, you know, whenever we pause in the now, because that's what that photographic technique does, is it takes just the snapshot of now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, just right now. What are the clues that my body is sending me about where I'm either gaining energy or losing energy? So it's done without any judgment at all. It's just remarkable to take a look at yourself and gain the clues from it, and that's how we use it. So that you get clues about where you want to access more energy and or stop draining yourself.
Great. Yeah, it's powerful. So can you talk to us about your journey map, your Get Clarity journey map? Because that was an extraordinary experience for me to take the journey on the river.
I will. Well, it's in the offer to your listeners, you know, as a free gift, is that we will send them a copy of the river maps. So the way that came to be the only way I can explain it is that musicians will frequently say that they hear a song in their head and then they write it down. And then it becomes a work, you know, that has flow and movement to it. Well, I heard a river, if that's the right way to say it, but I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that's the best way I can think to say it, is I heard and imagined a river for people to get the flow pattern of how to live with lights on, how to journey through this energized and present with everything. And so I started to draw it, and I had a big of like a butcher paper, you might say, all the way around my coaching studio, and I just sketched, and it was channeled. It was like invisible writing. I mean, I just kept drawing this river and putting sticky notes all over it, and I would hear the voices telling me, do this, do that, and that's how I got that map. And then, of course, it went, you know, from my very messy hand-drawn, you know, beginning to a beautifully crafted now, easy-to-read pattern. So
yeah,
that's
well,
how it got there.
Well, and I really want to just pause for a moment because, ladies, what I really would like for you to get is what she just said, that it dropped in and she just began to listen and put it up so she could see it and allow it to take its form. You know, one of the things that's been happening, Kathy, is that, you know, there's this kind of expectation that it's all going to drop in and it's all going to be clear and it's all going to be focused, and that's not happening. So I really am grateful that you share that.
Well, thank you, because you're right. There is a perception that that as we think that there'll be the creation immediately and that it will be clear, and that isn't the case. The case is to listen carefully in the quiet, to still yourself, to do like the centering that you did for us when we started the call, and to be in the quiet and listen and take notes. I always think of our angels, you know, guiding us and how we learn to follow their guidance. And to operate in a way that is, it puts the flow in that they wish for us, because each person's river and flow pattern is different. And Cynthia, I have been so humbled over the years, walking and flowing with so many people through these journeys, that I have never seen two alike. It, to me, I think that embedded in our spiritual DNA are the clues to our journey on Earth, and that our job is to uncover them. And the map, the journey map for people, is so helpful. It was so clear to me when I was listening to the guidance to get this map into form that the angels wanted a visual. They had I've written a book, so that's the verbal. You've written a book, that's verbal. Many, many great teachers, that we've all loved to listen to have wonderful books. But for whatever reason, I was called to make it into a visual. And boy, did I ever enjoy the process of following their instructions. It was quite something to get myself out of the way and listen to guidance.
I think it's the most important thing, and I'm grateful that you did. I mean, it was a transformative moment for me. Can you talk about the importance of staying in flow, and what is flow for you?
Well, flow to me is following your inner GPS, your guidance system, and the way that that I help people and would advise everyone listening to tune up your guidance system is to follow energy and your lights on, because in the beginning was the light and then was the word. So I like my clients to figure out what lights them up, start doing more of that, and using it literally like you use the GPS in your car. So flow to me says that you are moving through your life and following the lights on clues, and in order to do that, you have to develop new patterns of thought. And the other tool, and you can, Cynthia, speak to that, is a guide for people to choose positive thoughts, so that they have a nice tool in front of them besides the river, where they can make a choice of how they want to reframe or rethink a pattern of thought that probably doesn't serve them any longer. So flow to me is moving forward in your life, following your lights on energy and holding it with positive thought.
Yeah, that's really, really powerful. And when I look at your map, I mean, it's very powerful. And can you just kind of give us an overview of of what happens in this river?
Yes, I can. So, well, first of all, for those of you listening, and until you get to see the river, it is not a straight line from one from the beginning to the end, because life isn't like that. This this river has lots of twists and turns and eddies, and so let me start with the beginning of it, which is starting dreaming and learning to find out what lights you up and what drains you. And as you do more of what creates energy or what lights you up versus what drains you, what happens is you begin to look at life differently, and we call that high noticing, which is being very aware of what's happening around you. So it's a high awareness. As you do that, you begin to create attraction. And on the river map, that's one of the turns in the river as it makes a course correct. And then when you're able to follow your own lights on energy and stop doing things that are draining you, you can move intentionally forward and begin the process of living your life through passion and vision and discovery. Now, the opposite of that, and there is a stuck place on the river, that we call them eddies, where you just kind of swirl around, and that is when you're acting out of patterns and habits and drama, and you get drained and stuck. So on the river, of course, that lands people like it looks like a little sandbar, kind of. And then they get back on course and with passion, vision, and discovery, and they sail forward. And there's a couple of log jams in the river, and those are normal parts of every journey. The angels were very clear that they wanted log jams in the river, so people could take a look at how, if something's jammed up, what it is that person could do to remove that obstruction. And then there's some eddies on the river, which is people swirling and repeating patterns again. Then the flow happens, and they encounter monkey mind along the way. And it, we have I call it the clarity person. It's everybody will see it. It's a person that is flowing along in this river, and they have to learn not to listen to monkey mind, but to listen to their lights on clues. And then the river, there's twists and turns because, of course, there are many times in our life when we are not given the ability to see around the next bend. And the reason that the angels were so clear that bends go in was because at those places in life where we can't see what the next step is, it's causing us to pause and reflect and really go back into the discovery process. So then the river flows on with the ability to watch for clues, in other words, staying awake and being in present time. And then one of the key factors is, and it looks like the clarity person releasing balloons into the air, and that is learning the fine art of releasing the outcome, taking your will off things and letting guidance be the, you know, take you forward. And then the person, the clarity person, journeys on towards a series of peak experiences, and that looks like a cluster of mountains on the river. And so the journey is from finding out what lights you up or setting your course, casting off, correcting your course, sailing home, and having a series of these amazing peak experiences.
Well,
is that a good
great.
Visual for you?
It was a great visual. And I want you ladies to know that as I was in my own process of you know, feeling like my life was on call waiting and feeling like I was in a never-ending eddy, is when I went to Kathy and we absolutely went through this entire journey over a period of months to just really get clear, help me get clear so that I could, you know, not try to have an outcome that I was trying to get to, but really be in the flow of it. And it was really important. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the twists and the turns, because I did experience that. You know, there were all these things that I had to look at, and the log jams that came in. So can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. The twists and turns on our journey, I always think of them with gratitude, because when something causes us to pause, what frequently runs through the thought patterns of all of us that are trained to be in relentless forward motion, that stopping to pause and reflect and look at what's working and what's not working is such a grace. You know, I have to say that I wasn't there 20 years ago. Every time I got stalled, I had my willful, you know, personality on it, and you know, that kind of pedal to the metal Western way of advancing forward. And this river and the journey, as you just referenced, Cynthia, the grace in that is when you get stalled, is to make it a make right instead of a make wrong. Make it a clue and take a look at what it is that you need to do to learn to go to the next step. So there's a real grace in those log jams and a real grace in the eddies. You know, the clarity person, they on the map, they swirl, you know, through the eddies and things, but they've always kept their head above water. And that's that consciousness piece. Nobody's drowning there. And you know that in your journey through the river when we were in that process together, is you might have felt stalled, you might have felt frustrated or confused, but you never felt that you were drowning. And that's the grace of this flow pattern, is that we'll all get out of this journey with our head above water, where we can really see clearly. And again, it is a process, because it's not a straight line. There's lots of chance along the way to become the observer, to step out of the, you know, take that pause, step out of the river. One of the icons on the map is about being an observer. And when I was placing that icon, it looks like a pair of binoculars, mm-hmm. and I had it out of the river, kind of on the banks of the river. And I'm telling you, when I was working on that piece, I got a voice yelling in my ear as loudly as they could, not to have it out on the bank, to have it with one of the parts of the binocular in the river and the other in the still place, so mm-hmm. that the icon is so powerful about the ability to be in parallel perceptions at the same time, to have that wisdom that comes from looking at what's happening, being the observer, but being still at the same time, and gathering the wisdom and the lessons that we need to have for the next leg of the flow pattern of the journey.
Absolutely. And for me, you know, the whole concept of high noticing, you know, when I look at all of the work that you've done, you know, the high noticing, you know, is on the opposite end of the spectrum of habituation habit. And so I would love to talk about the high noticing, because it is a form of witnessing, and yet it's different than just having a witness. There you are noticing from this high vibrational place. So can you just share with the ladies what is high noticing for you, and how do we implement it?
Great. Well, yes, high noticing is a way to think about it is that it's 360-degree awareness. So, again, to be a high noticer, you need to have that pause. You know, and it doesn't have to be a long pause, but you have to stop for a moment and really look around the clues around you from a very high place to take a look at what's different. The thinking in pattern thinking or doing things the way we've always done it, that is low noticing. It's really not paying attention. And so so high noticing is a real amazing tool to have in terms of how to stop and look around, become the observer, and see what you notice. Because none of us can see the clues ever when we're in the dark, when we're just doing things in the old unconscious patterning that we have. So it's a wake-up. I always think of high noticing as kind of a wake-up call. And I remember when I was in elementary school, they always said, like, if you were in danger, and, of course, in school it would be a fire, they say, stop, drop, and roll. And I kind of think about that often with high noticing. The first thing is stop, and then not drop, but look around you and really be present with what's happening. When you do that, amazing things will be revealed to you. Do we have a moment here for a story about somebody that stopped for a moment and this amazing thing happened? So one of our clients, I had recommended that this particular person read a book, and because I knew that that was important in this particular person's journey. And so when I was checking in, the person was busy, and I could say, how did, you know, any luck with the book? You know, I'm never like, did you get it done? I mean, I'm not punitive about it. But I was very curious, and I was like, well, did you get the book? Were you able to find it? Tell me your thoughts on it. Let's discuss it. You know, the coaching way of looking at life so that we're looking from above the line and curiosity. And the answer he kept saying was, I haven't had a chance. I've been traveling. I've been too busy. So the next thing I know, I got a telephone call, and this person was standing in a bookstore at an airport, and a book literally fell out of the book, the lineup of in front of him on the floor, and it was directly the book that he was to read next. And he was just shocked, and he looked around, and he thought maybe someone was dusting on the other side, you know, and knocked the book out, and there was no one around but the book. And his ability to notice that as a major clue is, and then needless to mention, he went ahead and read the book and gleaned from it what I thought would be useful to him. But it's just, there are clues like that around us all the time. And that's what the high noticing does.
Yeah, and that is so beautiful. You know, I call those miraculous moments because it's so clear.
Yeah, it's like, I got it, angels, I've got it, gosh. You know, so yeah.
So if I were to come to you, and what tips would you give to start me on this path? You know, because I'm assuming that a lot of people come to you feeling confused and disconnected and exhausted and not knowing what to do next. So what kind of beginning tips would you share?
Well, you mean from the self-help standpoint, you know, or actually
from your work.
Well, the first thing is, yes, the bulk of our client base are what I call conscious entrepreneurs. So they're people that are already thought leaders. They're already journeyers and seekers and looking for how to contribute to the world in a different way. And then they get stuck because that's normal. It's normal in life on the flow pattern of the river to reach a still point. So the first thing that I like people to do is to begin to become what I call an energy detective. And they can do it either with me or, you know, on their own. But in an energy detective, I want them to really go through a 24-hour period of their life and think about what it is that they're doing that creates energy and what it is that drains them. So they get a list of the lights off, draining, and lights on, energizing. And frequently they'll look at the list and it'll be amazing how many actions they take during a day that are kind of from old patterns. They haven't thought it out a lot in a while, and they realize they're doing a lot of things that are draining them. So the first step is making that discernment. If they're sitting with me in coaching, we would take a picture and take a look at it together so that we'd even get additional clues from their physiology. But energy detection is something you can do on your own. And then once you've made a determination of that, you take a look at, as absurdly simple as this sounds, this is not culturally what we're taught to do. So I would say do more of what lights you up and less of what takes your lights out and drains you. And so we would look at that list together and begin to eliminate as many of the draining actions that we can while enhancing the ones that are energizing. And the important thing is that I think all of us can humbly think of things that we do day in and day out that we don't need to do anymore, that aren't really helping us, that maybe we feel we're obligated to do, and maybe we're overdoing. And just so step one, take a look at that. Start doing more of what energizes you and less of what drains you. And then in our coaching, we use the lights on clues from their physiology to help them find out more and more and more about what lights them up. And that discovery period is so exciting because inside all of us is our secret calling. It's all there. And it's just a matter of really focusing on that. So that would be the first step, is finding that out. And then from there, making action steps in the flow pattern by doing only action steps that light you up. And again, we're in a culture that has a saying, I'll do it even if it kills me. Well, that's energy talk, and that's not a good one. You know, doing things even if it kills you, not a good idea. So the question then is to take a look at how it is can I find more and more things that create energy. As I create more energy and I'm more lights on, I spread that to the people around me, to the work that I do, to my children, to my partner. And what happens is that energy field, so that's a positive energy field, it just spreads. It's an amazing ripple effect beyond anything that that we can even imagine, the living lights on.
Yeah, absolutely. So our mantra for this series is I choose.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought that to form because so many of the clients that came to me had a difficult time with self-care and choosing them, and particularly women. We are so conditioned to take care of others, put others first. And so from your area of expertise, what would you tell our ladies about the importance of choosing themselves?
Wow, gosh, that's the best thing I can think of, I guess, the best gift we could give the listeners. We have, in Clarity, I have a saying that I call sacred selfishness. And it sounds like an oxymoron, and a better way to think about it, and I like it that way because it's a play on words and it's fun, but another way to think of that is sacred selfishness. Fullness. And in the fullness, even if you take one action for yourself that gives to you before you become an empty vessel by giving to others all the time, then even if it's like 5 minutes in the morning to sit in quiet and have a cup of tea or coffee or anything you can think of that gifts yourself, it's very similar in energy to what the airlines say, where they say, in case of an emergency, put on your own oxygen mask first before trying to help others. And that is what sacred selfishness is all about. Your ability to help others is so exponentially huge if you choose yourself first. Something, if it's a walk around the block, if it's eating something that's better for you nutritionally, if it's taking a moment to yourself to, you know, it's just anything you do for yourself. Choosing yourself first changes the world, because not only are you then energized, but people that are caregiving to others all the time are creating a model. So if we as women don't take care of ourselves, we are creating and perpetuating a model of martyrdom that is not helping anybody, being a victim or a martyr as a model to our families and our partners is not the, that's not a healthy model. So not only do we have to take care of ourselves, but we have to teach others that self-care is important.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I love that. Sacred selfishness. It's beautiful.
Can
you talk to us about the gift that you're giving everyone? Because I just think it's so powerful.
Yes. I'm giving as a gift, and I'm just excited for everybody to have access to it. So the free gift is a downloadable bonus, and that is a free copy of the journey map. And when I say downloaded, it's on our website. But what we're going to do is actually mail to each person that lets us, you know, gives us their mailing address. We will mail a hard copy of the map. It's much prettier in real life than it is when you download it off your own printer. So that's for everybody. Anybody that wants one, we will see to it that it gets in the mail to you. And the other is an online course that talks about the shifting to positive thought that we've mentioned here, about how to choose positive thoughts over negative ones. And it's about an hour, and it's there. I'm reading this myself here. We tried to figure out a really accessible price to get it down. We got it for $9.98. So they'll be able to download a course where I will walk you through how to think positively, and you'll see that whole system. And it's a fun hour. It's an energizing hour. It will really, yes, I'm so glad that we're able to offer that to everybody.
Well, it's great, and it's reasonably priced. I'm excited too. And ladies, what I want to say to you is that this hour will be a transformative moment for you. And the fact that you get to have this map is extraordinary. So, Kathy, one of the things that we're doing for our experts is, first of all, giving thanks that you all are showing up and bringing your brilliance to us in support of our creating the life that we want. But we want to do something in return. So what we would like to do for you is to find out what would you like our community to hold for you as you expand your gifts in the world.
Well, thank you. In the big circle of life, the giving back is wonderful, and I would love to accept something from your community. What I've asked for is that the whole journey map and the way of positive thinking, the Clarity Operating System, what I've asked for is that it's expanded into parts of the world that I never would have imagined. So beyond my biggest imagination, that everyone that has the ability to be positive and be in flow, that they expand that and share it with the people that they know and that they're in contact with. And that would be the greatest gift, because that would create peace on Earth, and that is that's really my ultimate long-term vision, is to create peace and Cynthia, you know, and your listeners know, that when people are lights on, when they're doing what they love, when they're working from a place of energy versus being drained, when they're giving their gifts to the world, that that ripple effect is peaceful. And peaceful and energizing, it's kind of a paradox. It's calm and energizing at the same time. And so I would ask your community to hold that happens in the world, that it expands.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. May I do a blessing for you in this moment?
Yes, you may. Thank you.
So, ladies, I'm just going to invite you to move into the heart with me in this moment, to absolutely recognize that the heart is intelligent and contextual, and that this moment we are aligned and connected and collaborating in and as the heart. And so in this place, we bring into our heart Kathy Hawk and the Get Clarity operating system and the work that it is being done in the world. And we stand as a collective consciousness, a consciousness of unity, lifting her and this work up in the world, because what we know is beyond her wildest imaginings, there are ways in which this can be imparted on the planet that we cannot even think of in this moment, but they are available. And so we are knowing that her high intentionality and vision to support peace on earth through this amazing work is already in the flow, is already happening, is already being delivered, because the delivery system is available. So we stand here right now giving thanks for Kathy Hawk, giving thanks for her willingness to listen and to bring to form this gift that is a miraculous unfolding. I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for her in our lives, and I just give thanks, and I let go and allow it to be, and we stand in an expectancy of good. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm so grateful you were with us today. I'm honored to walk this path with you.
Thank you. I also am honored to walk this path with you and your community, and to all these wonderful women listening who are creating their futures, and then therefore creating a legacy of more brilliant futures for everyone that they touch. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And ladies, thank you for listening, for being present, for being committed. Take this information that Kathy has shared and use it. Use it to build your life, to create your future, you know, to step into the newness that's calling you forward. Please take advantage of her promotional gift, you know, these gifts that are being offered by our experts, you know, if you were to try to buy them out in the world, are much more expensive, and they are being priced for you. Remember that you are extraordinarily beautiful, that you're powerful, that you are unique, that every aspect of you is here to deliver your gifts in a way that no one else can. I'm going to invite you to choose you as you go forward. I give thanks for you, many blessings, and know that you are loved and an incredible blessing for this planet. And so it is.